I'm Katie Clark. This is The World. Today, our program focuses on Africa. And top of the news on the continent today are the elections in South Africa. Yesterday, South Africans voted for a parliament. Final results are not yet in, but there's no doubt on who the winners are. They're the members of the African National Congress, South Africa's ruling party since the end of apartheid. ANC leader Jacob Zuma hasn't declared outright victory, but he's already partying with his followers. Zuma's got reason to celebrate. In South Africa, Parliament elects the president. And now Zuma looks set to win that post. The BBC's Mohammed Ali is keeping tabs on election results in Cape Town.
Already it's a foregone conclusion that the ruling African National Congress have won the election by a huge majority. The big question now is whether they'll get the two-thirds majority, 66 2/3%, which will allow them, if they really want to do so, to change the constitution. But they've all along in their campaigns insisted that, they've had two-thirds majorities after previous elections and they haven't changed the constitution, and they've got no intention of changing the constitution even after this election.
And mentioning the ANC has swept every poll since 1994. I'm wondering, though, if the party still has the same draw it did during the Nelson Mandela years, or is it becoming just another political party in South Africa?
Well, these results certainly indicate that the ANC very much still has the draw. They're looking at a two-thirds majority, which many observers and analysts seem to doubt prior to these elections, given the controversy around the party's leader, Jacob Zuma, who faced allegations of corruption and fraud and money laundering, among other things. And there was also the breakaway of supporters of the former president, Thabo Mbeki. They formed their own party called the Congress of the People. But it's really not performed to expectations, which really isn't unexpected because the party was only formed 3 months ago. The ANC is over 100 years old. In fact, the party that's gained the most from this election is the Democratic Alliance, which went into these elections as the official opposition. And they're looking at probably reaching 20% of the vote, which is extremely good for them, particularly considering that many people still look at them as a white-controlled party. And they've made inroads into the black majority now, which is a good sign for that party.
I saw a quote attributed to Archbishop Desmond Tutu, who said, for many people, it's no longer a foregone thing to vote for the ANC because of the role that the ANC has played in the struggle in the first years of our freedom. People are asking questions, which is a good thing, and that is what democracy is. Did you see that coming to life yesterday?
Indeed, and particularly among the young voters, the born frees, as many of them are called, they weren't born in the apartheid era, and many of them wouldn't remember the liberation struggle, they wouldn't remember apartheid, and for them, it will be the issues and delivery of the government, and I think that's what the ANC have got to be very careful about now, because there wouldn't be that traditional loyalty. Remember, the young people make up 25% of the electorate now, and they could make up more at the next election, so I think we're moving towards more than blind loyalty to the ANC.
How happy have people generally been with the way the ANC has been governing, or are they hoping for big changes under Jacob Zuma?
Poor people are definitely hoping for big changes under Jacob Zuma. They've pinned their hopes on him. Many have regarded Thabo Mbeki, the former president, as being aloof, perhaps too intellectual, removed from the poorer people. Jacob Zuma has made it his business to go into the poorer areas and speak personally to the poorer people, and they've got huge, huge problems in terms of a lack of housing, lack of education, health facilities, and the big task will now be on Jacob Zuma to deliver to the poorer people, who are looking at him as a savior. Having said that, many people in the country recognize that the previous ANC governments have done well in terms of economics, the economic policy of the government. We've largely been shielded from the global financial meltdown that's affected many of the first world countries like the United States and Europe. And the ANC has done well in terms of its economic management of the country, and many people will be looking forward to more of the same.
The BBC's Mohammed Ali speaking to us from Cape Town, South Africa. Thank you.
Thank you very much indeed for having me.